Thank you for listening to Co-op Radio 100.5 CFRO, The Pulse, as we explore the downtown East Side Market. This is Gennargio Sullivan, and I'm speaking with a dude by the name of Brent. We're sitting right here in front of the Survivor's Pole. How are you feeling today, Brent?
I'm good.
So, like, I find you at the market every day.
Pretty well. I work there, yeah. 5 days a week, I'm there volunteering, yeah.
Wow. And how long have you been working at the downtown East Side Market?
I'd say, like, 7-8 years.
So, you've been there since then?
And OPS, I worked there. I worked in between both of them at times, right?
Earlier, we were talking about your housing situation, and I found out that you were homeless before incarceration and after. Can you just kind of revisit that? Those.
I was homeless after my incarceration, not before. I was homeless during my incarceration. When I went on parole, I ended up pissing hot and going on the run a few times.
How did you come out of homelessness?
With help from the downtown East Side, the market, you know, Sarah Blyce and people like that, right?
The community at large.
The community at large, yeah.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, they're giving you housing support as well, right?
Yeah, housing, yeah. I got housing, luckily, fairly quick, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I got out of jail, I had to start in shelters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a rough go, right?
From what I hear, it's the ongoing support from the market and from Sarah Blythe and overdose prevention site.
All those people,
that
yeah.
keeps you going, right?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
You got somebody to check in with.
Well, I'll put it this way. I wouldn't know where I'd be now. I might be back in jail if it wasn't for all this, for sure.
Yeah.
Right, so.
And now you have a daily income. What do you do at the downtown East Side Market?
Oh, you name it, I do it. I keep the market clean, you know, deal with all the people, the issues, tables, chairs. Just support all together in every aspect of life, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
and so you were there during the...
For people now, right? It's good. I help a lot of people out, right?
And which ways do you support people, then?
Well, just mental support, right? You know, a place to go for and somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's good, you know. You know, you don't have nobody to talk to. You're just by yourself wandering around. What good is that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just a road to destruction, right? Save me from going back to a life of crime, that's for sure.
Yeah. You see a lot of people on the downtown East Side just laid out right now from the heat,
yeah,
but also
terrible.
From doing down and things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, terrible.
They're so young, too.
I have seen a lot of people die down here, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of friends die. I
yeah.
mean, I've had a lot of people working at the market die. Yeah.
This year, recently.
Well, Marcel just passed away of throat cancer, so.
Yeah.
Right? He was a vendor, a lifetime vendor. He pretty well started the market from the beginning. He was one of the first vendors, so.
There's going to be a memorial for him soon, though, I hear.
Yeah, I want to get a plaque on or something for him, start a plaque at the market.
How many tables do you guys set up, Brent, at the
We probably got
market.
We got probably 50 up there right now.
And what kind of products do they have?
All sorts of things. They sell phones, clothes, all sorts of things.
Vitamins.
Hockey cards, vitamins, you name it, they got it.
Jewelry.
Runners, jewelry, all sorts of things.
Don't you love how I answer my own questions?
Yeah, 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 thank you.
Isn't that great?
I'm not a vendor, right, so.
Yeah, and all kinds of really, really cool collectible items even.
For sure, yeah.
You know? Well, where do they sign up? Do they sign up with you if
just,
we want
yeah,
to put
just
a table?
Come into the market and come in, talk to me.
Yeah,
or
Brent?
Another, yeah, or another, you know, like a coordinator, and they'll take care of you.
Okay. Well, I'll go meet a couple of the other people from the downtown East Side Market. If there's anything else you want to say to the listeners of The Pulse, say it now or forever hold your peace.
Just stay safe, everybody.
See you.
Yeah, cheers.
And here I am at the downtown East Side Market for The Pulse on Co-op Radio 100.5. CFRO. I'm sitting at one of the tables with Ruth, and she's selling DVDs. Hi, how are you today, Ruth?
Good.
Great. How many years have you been sitting in here at the downtown East Side Market?
5 years.
5 years, eh?
Yeah.
And how's business?
Well, pretty good. I've been selling today I have movies. Next time I'll have, like, maybe computers or DVD players, perfume, whatever I can get.
Where do you get your product
from? From my neighbors, because they don't want to throw their stuff out, so they give it to me to sell.
Because they know you work the downtown Eastside Market.
Yeah.
Well, that's really supportive. Wow.
Instead of it going to waste, I go ahead and sell it for them. And sometimes I help my elders as well, so they can't get out. Which is good.
That's great. And so you say sometimes you have DVDs, sometimes you have other things. Like, do you ever bring clothing items down?
Sometimes clothing, sometimes phones, computers, DVD players, whatever else I can get.
And are you here every single day?
Yes.
Pretty much, eh? How do you do on a daily basis?
Depends on, sometimes I make maybe roughly 50 to 100 sometimes, depends on what I have.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
A day. That's really good, right?
Yeah.
That's $500 a week. And if you're here every day, it's $700 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're down here, do you also buy from other people?
Yes. I buy movies, I buy sometimes Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But I don't have Blu-ray today, and then I buy other stuff as well.
And do you know a lot of people here at the market? Have you gotten to know a lot of the other vendors?
Yes.
Yeah, are they like brothers and sisters like that, eh? Yeah?
They're very helpful.
And so the market really didn't slow down during COVID at all, did it?
No, it got, there was a few days that it was kind of quiet because of the heat.
Yeah.
But then it quickly picked up again.
Yeah.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
But then now it's not too.
Yeah. All right, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll meet you again. Hi there, how are you today?
Oh, I'm trying hard, dear. Very hard to make money now.
Why is it so hard to make money?
Well, the COVID.
Oh.
The COVID, and people aren't buying like they used to.
No?
No.
So, tell us your name.
John.
John, and I can find you down here at the downtown Eastside Market every day of the week.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope
and so, like, business isn't good this year because of COVID?
Yeah, very, very slow. It's a struggle to make any money.
And so how long have you been selling at the market?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
And you've seen it from several locations now then, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're moving us around like cattle, which is not good. They're making the market smaller, so it creates a lot of friction.
Oh, does
it? With the people selling and people fighting for tables and chairs and that type of thing.
And it makes it hard if there are other people.
Well, there's
here.
More people coming in, so there's less customers coming in, and there's more sellers. And there's sellers outside. So before they get here, they go outside and they buy.
But you make your living by being here every day.
Well,
how much do you make?
I make about 10 or 15.
Hi there, here I am, still at the market. I'm speaking with a fellow who has a table full of products. What is your name?
My name is Antonio.
Hi, Antonio. Where are you from originally?
I come from South America, Bolivia.
Wow, welcome to Canada.
I came to Canada in 1986.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, younger.
So do you come to this market every day?
Sometimes, yes. Usually, when I am short of money, I came here.
Yeah.
But sometimes, no. I came to buy two.
Yeah.
But now I am 17, so I cannot take to my country.
Yeah. And tell me about your product. What do you usually have at your table?
Usually, I get case for phones, socks.
Socks.
Sunglasses.
And how much do the socks go for?
$10.
$10 for those socks?
Yes.
Because they're expensive.
Used to be 22.
Oh, wow. And how about the telephone
case? Yeah, those telephone case, $10 too, used to be $34.
And sunglasses?
Sunglasses, I pay $15. I am selling for $10.
Oh, I see. Anything, and then you've got a whole bunch of other products here. Like.
Yes, like cables for phones.
Cables for phones.
Sometimes some kind of drugs, you know, like...
sore throat.
That's for the throat.
Yeah.
Or cold.
Yeah.
That then... bikes.
Yeah.
City bikes.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Oh, bike seats.
Yes.
Bike parts. Then.
Yes.
Great. You got all kinds of stuff. You even have some toys there.
Yes, I have many things like key holders.
Key holders.
Key holders, sunglasses.
Oh, look at tools. You got tools here.
Yeah, that tool.
Those are called a general purpose kit, and it's got all these little Dremels in here, right?
Yes.
Wow, you got a little bit of everything. Where do you get your product from?
Sometimes I get from outside, people who selling at night.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trying to help guys.
Right on. You know? So not only do you sell, but you buy products from people on the
street. Yeah, I buy products and then resell.
Uh-huh.
Because things that I cannot take back to my country. Because
I
my
see.
Luggage is already... Over the way.
Yeah, yeah. I see. Okay, well, is there anything else you could share with us?
That's all.
No?
No.
Why do you like this market?
Yeah, because, you know, poor people come here to get cheap things, you
know.
And many, I don't like to say wrong word.
My name's Sean Desilet.
Many people are very cheap.
Yeah, like me, right? I want everything.
No.
I want everything for $2.
No, listen up.
No, it's true.
I don't want to offend people from one country.
Yeah.
But they always try to buy for $1.
Yeah, no.
And I told them dollar store is right in the corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here and helping out everybody on the street and for just being alive and well.